This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McHugh. The mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, is warning residents that they must prepare for the worst this winter if Russia keeps striking the country's energy infrastructure. Vitaly Klitschko says that this means he cannot rule out residents having no electricity, water, or heat in the freezing cold. He said Ukrainian workers are doing everything they can to restore services, but the public must prepare themselves. Rotating blackouts were taking place Sunday in Kyiv and nearby regions. Elsewhere, Russian forces were stepping up their strikes in the fiercely contested eastern province of Donetsk. The region's governor says the strikes have almost completely destroyed the power plants that serve the city of Bakhmut and the nearby towns. North Korea's military says its recent barrage of missile tests were practiced to attack its rivals' air bases and warplanes and paralyze operation command systems. The North's military said Monday its missile tests were a reaction to last week's massive Air Force drills between the U.S. and South Korea, which Pyongyang views as an invasion rehearsal. The North says its missile tests showed its resolve to counter provocative U.S.-South Korean military drills more thoroughly and mercilessly. U.S. and South Korean officials have strongly condemned the North's missile launches, saying their drills were defensive in nature. The United Nations Weather Agency says the state of Earth's climate is bad and getting worse faster than before, especially with sea level rise accelerating. Sunday's World Meteorological Organization report helped open international climate negotiations in Egypt on a somber note. The report, which centralizes climate data and extreme